to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Ooh, and I love that word. Boy, what a great day to talk about freedom. In fact, let's talk about real estate investing and how that can contribute to your ultimate freedom, improved freedom, a much better life, quite frankly. And if you are stressed right now, you're stressed about money, you're stressed about work, you're stressed about your family, your responsibilities there, you're stressed about your health, well, this show is for you. How can owning just one single family house, one single family rental house, reduce that stress? Or maybe you are one of the 62% of Americans that carried credit card debt in 2020 in those 12 months. Or maybe you're one of the 58% that can't even start to pay down the principal on that debt because you keep having financial emergencies. Or maybe loss of income on your job. Well, this show's for you. How can a portfolio now, let's say, of single-family rental houses resolve those problems for you? Or if you're someone right now that is dreading going into work next week because you just need a break. You need a break. You know, maybe you're one of those millions of Americans that never really truly gets to enjoy those vacation days. Well, then this show is for you. How can owning an investment in apartments give you that break that you need? That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about freedom. I said, we're working on your financial freedom. That's part of the picture. In fact, we're going to talk today about five freedoms that you gain as a real estate investor. Five freedoms that you gain when you become an investor, when you start investing in the aforementioned properties, single family houses or apartments. Now, these freedoms, they don't come all at once, though several do go hand in hand. They go together. They're in tandem. It does take some work and it does take some knowledge to do what we're going to talk about to get you to these freedoms. It does take some money and it does take some time. But the good news, fortunately for you, for me, is that many of the successful real estate investors that I know personally and have met over the years, they've learned how to do what it takes. Number one, they've learned how to do that. A lot of them did not come from a background of real estate investors, probably did not come from a background where they had a lot of time, and they did not come from a background where they had a lot of money at their disposal. But they learned how to do it. They learned to do what it takes, and they learned how to use other people's knowledge, and they learned how to use other people's money, and they learned how to use other people's time to get closer and closer and closer to that finish line. And they now enjoy the very five freedoms that we're going to talk about on today's show. Now, if you've got any questions for me, send me an email anytime. Send that to askandy@luinc.com. askandy@luinc. That's Lifestyles Unlimited Incorporated, luinc.com. So let's start with the very first of those five freedoms. And I mentioned this at the top of the show. What did I say? You heard it. We're working on your financial freedom. Financial freedom. That's it. That's it. And that is ultimately, that's going to be the key to the four successive freedoms that we get to through the course of the show. And my goal today is to help you understand that it's not just the financial side of things. That's a big piece of it, as we'll learn. But as you go down this path, after you take down that first single family house, just like I did 9 years ago, and then start to build out that portfolio. Now you're at 3, 5 houses, 10 houses, 20 houses. Hey, let's shift gears. Let's get into apartments. As you go down that path, you're going to experience these various levels of freedom, but it does start with the financial freedom. So let's define that first and foremost. What does that even mean? We talked a minute ago about stress from work, finances. 62% of people had to carry debt on their credit cards last year. So financial freedom is going to help you bridge that. And it starts by building passive income. So you work a job. You've got to work a certain number of hours a week to get a certain paycheck. Uncle Sam comes along, takes a little bit out of that. Maybe you're self-employed. Uncle Sam comes along anyhow, takes a little bit out of that. Takes a little bit on top if you're self-employed. But when you go and buy a single-family house, you're going to put passive income into place. And if you do it right, thinking about Uncle Sam, when we build our property portfolio correctly, that cash flow that we build, it's essentially tax-free. We're not going to get into the details of that today, but our goal is to build passive income. And in fact, just minutes ago, prior to getting on the show, I saw an email hit my desk from a realtor down in the Houston market, single-family house. Actually, let me see if I can find that for you, just by way of demonstration. Yeah, here it is. Asking price, a little over $100K, $140,000 after it's fixed up. Doesn't take a lot of work for this one, but the cash flow per month when we're done with that, $546 a month. That's the net cash flow that's going into your pocket. That's that passive income that we want to start building. That's one house. So going back to what I said at the intro, if you're stressed about money and you start getting an extra $500, think of that as a $500 bonus per month or $6,000 and some change a year. That's going to help you. That's going to help you with that stress about money. That's the first step in our building block to building that passive income, that cash flow. Now we pick up another house. We pick up another house. And what happens? Eventually, we've picked up enough houses to where we have offset our monthly expenses. Say I got $4,000 going out the door. Well, now I got $4,000 coming in the door without lifting a finger because I've put passive income into place. That right there is the first step in our journey down the five freedoms that we gain through real estate. That's financial freedom. You've just achieved it. We'll talk about the remainder when we come back. Stay tuned.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And today, you know what we're talking about. We're talking about your freedom. In fact, we're going to talk about five freedoms that you can achieve when you become a real estate investor. And we already hit the first of those in the first segment. And if you missed the first segment, if you're just tuning in, well, that's the thing we open the show with every week. We're working on your financial freedom. That's the first of our building blocks here, is achieving that financial freedom. Now, if you missed the earlier part of the show, if you've missed any of the shows in the past and you want to tune in, catch those are archived as podcasts. If you go out to our website, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio button, and then you can see or hear, I guess, our past shows there. But financial freedom, that is the first step. And that is simply defined as you, me, we all have monthly expenses. I own a house. I own a lot of houses, actually, but the house I live in, I pay a mortgage on. If I didn't have any of those other houses, and I'm working a day job in order to pay the mortgage on that house. And I'm working that day job in order to pay for the health care for myself and my wife and my kid, and to put food on the table. and to cover car payments if you have those, and to cover hobbies if you have those, and everything else that goes along with living life. Monthly expenses. What is that number for you? Is it $4,000 a month? Is it $5,000 a month? Is it something less? Is it something more? And really, your task right now, if you don't know what that number is, if you haven't achieved that financial freedom, is to sit down and figure out what that number is, because that will be your initial goal. I got to hit that target. And I got to hit that target by way of creating passive cash flow. We looked very briefly, just very quickly. I don't want to go into the details, but at a single family investment that hit my radar, came into my inbox from a part of the Lifestyles Realty team down in Houston. Projected cash flow, this is conservative on their part, typically $546. Even if it's 500, I can do better math in my head if the number is 500. Let's call it 500. That's $6,000 a year. I don't know how many people got a raise during the pandemic or so far this year. Probably zero. You buy that house, you've just given yourself a $6,000 raise. And by the way, it's tax-free if you do it right. Uncle Sam's not going to get his grubby mitts on that money. And you keep doing that until you've matched that monthly expenditure, that $4,000. Now you've achieved that financial freedom. We've met or even exceeded, hopefully, our expenses in terms of our monthly passive cash flow. I did that by way of single-family houses. I know countless investors at Lifestyles that have done that by skipping the houses and going straight into apartments. Both are great ways to go. In fact, if you're not sure, if we have time at the end of the show, we'll get into both single family and multifamily investing at an upper level. But in the event that I don't quite get there, time sometimes gets away from me, then I want you to check out our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. And at the very top, when you go to that website, there's a link for our free workshop. They will go into single family and multifamily investing there as well. So good introductory for you. It's about an hour and a half. It's free. You can do that from home. That is a virtual event. But taking down those houses, getting into those multifamily apartments is where we start to create that passive income, and we get to that financial freedom. And you keep building. You know, you keep building. You're probably working right now, thinking about, geez, I just don't want to go back to work next week. I need a break. We'll get to that break here in just a minute. You're going to have some freedom of time. We'll talk about that. But you're working. You have an income, and you're going to want to meet that by way of your cash flow as well. Keep building, and keep on building past that. Again, whether it's single-family houses or multifamily, getting into apartments, or doing a mix of both, that's how you're going to build that passive cash. There's no better way to go about that. Putting your money into your 401k is not going to throw cash back into your pocket every month that you can live off of and thereby retire from your job. So you need something that's going to actually put money into your pocket that you can use right now. And that's what real estate does for you. Now, you've built that financial freedom, number one freedom. First one you got to get to. As you build that freedom, you're going to find, even with that very first house, that one that's thrown off, in this case, $500, that's great. You're going to breathe a sigh of relief, and you're going to start to feel your level of worry and your level of stress start to diminish. And now you're starting to experience freedom number two, which is freedom from worry, freedom from stress. This is hugely important. And this was hugely important to me. This is the whole reason. This was the motivator to go down this path. Day one was to get my wife out of her stressful job. It was eating away at her health. Fast forward, not quite 3 years later. We'll call it 3 years later. We'd built up a portfolio of single family houses, replaced her income, and then some. She got out of there. Things turned around. In fact, if you do any research, money worries are some of the most common worries for most Americans. In fact, I found a study, American Psychological Association. This goes back to 2014. They started doing a survey, in fact, in 2007. I printed this whole thing out. It's fascinating to me. We're not going to go through all 32 pages. Good news for you and me. But they cite it right here, the top four, and this is consistent over the years that they've done this study, the top four sources of stress. Money is number one for Americans. Number two is work. If they're employed, what are they worried about? Got to get things done at work. Got to keep the job. Got to make the boss happy. Can't take that vacation because that won't make the boss happy. Money, work, family, responsibilities. Well, when I started down this path, it was my wife and I. Now it's my wife and I and our four-year-old. My level of family responsibility has gone up. Fortunately, thanks to that passive income, my stress levels have not. And finally, health concerns. Those are the top four stressors for Americans, according to the American Psychological Association. They surveyed a statistically significant number of both men and women for this survey. And again, money, work, family, health concerns. Now, this was in 2014, by the way. That was a great year. If you think back a year ago to the year of the pandemic, by comparison, 2014 was great. There was no pandemic. The economy was actually climbing. I bought 5 houses that year. I added 5 houses to my portfolio that year. Want to talk about creating a bonus or giving yourself a raise? That was a great year. I was working at the time, by the way, and my company did not give me a raise. The industry I was in took a hit for whatever reason. I don't remember what was going on then, but I did not care because I gave myself a raise. Other investors I know were doing the exact same thing that year. So top 4 sources of stress: money, work, family, health concerns. Once you've achieved that financial freedom, you're going to also experience in tandem freedom from worry, freedom from stress. Well, why does that money stressor go away? Well, you got the passive income coming in the door that is now offsetting the money going out the door. You don't have to worry about it. You got those debt payments. You're going to start paying those down. Another site I looked at, this was the National Foundation for, I think it's credit repair, essentially. But this is where I got the number. 62% of U.S. adults have carried credit card debt in the last 12 months. This is per 2020. 58% are finding it difficult to make payments on that debt, to minimize it, to start paying it down due to financial emergencies. Well, we saw that in spades in 2020. Financial emergencies, loss of jobs, any number of issues, obviously. So this predated that particular situation. Our American Psychological Association study did as well. We continue to carry this burden, but you don't have to if you work on that financial freedom, number one. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought 3 more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you've got any questions for me, drop me an email. Send that to askandy@luinc.com. I enjoy your questions. I'm always happy to respond. Very good questions that I get. Some market-driven, some, hey, what do I do in this particular situation? Got a great question the other day from someone from out of state. Are you doing anything outside of Texas? We absolutely are. We are national in scope. We've got events going on all over the place. So I'm always happy to help there. Again, askandy@luinc.com. Now, big, big event that will be happening in our state right here in Texas, do it every year, is our Wealth and Passive Income Expo. And in fact, it's going to be in my backyard this year in Irving, Texas. It's going to be at the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. If you're not in the area, that's right in between Dallas and Fort Worth. Very easy to get to from any of the airports, whether that's Love Field, flying in on Southwest, or coming into DFW. Very, very quick ride. And that's going to be both Friday and Saturday. That's Labor Day weekend, so good long weekend for travel. If you have freedom of time and freedom of movement, we're going to get to those. But great event to get to learn more about single family investing and learn more about apartments, investing in apartments, to network with people that are doing that very thing. This is the largest in-person gathering of successful real estate investors in the world. And you absolutely want to be there. If you want to start working on these freedoms that we're talking about today, and we're talking about the 5 freedoms that you can gain, there are more, but 5 big freedoms you gain when you become a real estate investor. Let's say a successful real estate investor. Let's put that caveat on there. You need to do this well. You need to grow the portfolio, not just one house. Keep going. Now, that first house, it's going to give you some relief from that money stress. But don't stop there. Sometimes people get a couple houses in and they breathe a big sigh of relief. Whew. It's so much easier now. But they could go so much farther. They get complacent. Don't stop at house number 4. Don't stop at house number 8. Keep going or get into apartments. Don't stop at apartment number 1. Keep building. You're going to build that cash flow. You're going to build that wealth. You're going to build that legacy that we talked about on last week's show and that we'll be talking about at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. I want you to go check out the website for that. That's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Use the promo code Andy, all caps, my name, A-N-D-Y, for $97 off any of the passes or packages that are out there. That makes the general admission free. If you're listening to me right now in Dallas, Fort Worth, and I don't see you there, you better have a good excuse. You better be there. Wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. So check that out. So first and foremost, as we start to think about the freedoms that we can attain through real estate investing, number one is building that financial freedom. We define that for you in the first and part of the second segments. If you missed any of the earlier show, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, we'll archive that there. Build that financial freedom to the point where you've met and even exceeded your monthly expenses, as well as ideally the income from your job. At that point, you're what we call real estate retired. You can keep on working, a lot of people do, or you can retire. But once you start to build that passive income and you've gotten to the point where the money going out the door is being met by money coming in the door without you lifting a finger, well, now you start to experience freedom number two, which is freedom from worry and freedom from stress. We just heard that the top four stressors are money in America, money, work, family, responsibilities, and health concerns. And I'll tell you what, when you have less worry in your life and less stress in your life, that directly reflects upon your health. You start to enjoy better health. Very, very important. Freedom from worry, freedom from stress takes us to number three, freedom of time. So this is kind of a standalone piece, I think, and it kind of has some feedback into the prior one we just talked about. What happens is as you build up that passive income and you get to the point where you've replaced the income from your W-2 from your job, or maybe you're self-employed, well, you've effectively replaced your income. Do you have to work? You do not. You can. That's your choice. But you've bought back your time with passive income. And boy, I'll tell you, this does actually go hand in hand with that freedom from stress. You can now decide when and where you go with whom. This is all at your discretion. You're no longer depending on the boss to say, yes, you may. No, you may not. I need you here. And I need you to stay a couple hours later. Or you're out of here. You decide. And thinking back to those family responsibilities, when you have that flexibility of time, that freedom of time, one of those top four sources of stress is, in fact, family responsibilities. This flexibility that you get with your freedom of time makes it far easier to manage that family. This is just a small anecdote. Just this past Monday, my son's at home, my wife's at home, I'm at home. She was working on some projects. I had some projects I was working on as well, but she was pretty busy. So you know what? Mid-afternoon, I gathered up the kid. I said, come on, let's go. You want to go to the zoo? Let's go to the zoo. I love going to the zoo. He loves going to the zoo. I got two thumbs up. Four thumbs up. So we went down there, middle of the day, just on the spur of the moment. That is freedom of time. Got a rambunctious kid out of the house so that my wife's stress level could go down. I went down to the Dallas Zoo. Now, yes, it was pouring down rain as we got closer to the zoo, but it let up, chased all the people out. It was just he and I. There was no one there. It was beautiful. Middle of the day, enjoying life. That is freedom of time. You decide when, you decide where, with whom, and you really do start to enjoy your life. You're doing things on your time, on your schedule, not the boss's schedule or timeline. Oh, and staying late to meet a deadline, guess what? Not your problem. Here too, freedom of time leads to better health. Your stress level is going to go down, whether you're working or not. I know plenty of people that continue to work as real estate investors, work that day job, do the investing on the side as well. And you might think, boy, that sounds like a lot of stress, juggling a lot of ball up. Guess what? When you've replaced your income from that job and you retain that job, and someone says something stupid to you, you feel a little bit more at liberty to say, you know what? Settle down. Set them straight. You don't stress out about it because guess what? If they come around the corner with a pink slip, it's okay. You're set. You're ready to go. Stress goes down. And it leads to better health as well because now you've got time to take care of yourself. It just comes down to simple exercise. That was looking again at the study here from the American Psychological Association. They talked about the money. They talked about work, family. Health is a number four concern. Money and finances is very, very high. But it says that nearly one-third of Americans, 32%, say that their finances or lack of money prevent them from living a healthy lifestyle. Why? What are they doing? They're stressing out, doing non-productive things. Maybe actually there's a graphic in here, sitting on the couch, playing video games, I don't know, whatever they're doing, drinking too much, smoking, it says, doing things that are not healthy as an outlet. Not having the time to do other healthier things as an outlet instead. So again, here too, freedom of time is going to lead to better health, lower stress, and more time to take care of yourself. So we talked about financial freedom, number one. Number two, freedom from worry, freedom from stress. Number three, freedom of time. All of these things are going to roll together to give you your time back and give you greater health. And that takes me to number four. Big, big freedom. An important one to me in particular, freedom of movement. Now, okay, well, how does real estate investing help you move around a little better? What are you talking about? Well, generally in the U.S., we think of Americans as being pretty mobile people. Can't get a job where I'm living now. I'm going to move clear across. Go west, young man. We're going to go west. We'll see what we can find there. We have that freedom. We're certainly seeing that in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex lately. If you happen to have a rental house and you've put it on the market, number one, you're getting a ton of applications day one. Half of those are from people that are moving into town from where? Out of state. So we do have that freedom of movement here in the U.S., but do you really have true freedom of movement when you're chained to a desk? That's what I want to get to, so stick around.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70. 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work on your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Andy Webb, and today we're talking about freedom, of course, and we're talking about five freedoms, in fact, that you can attain as a successful real estate investor. And we defined a number of those already. If you missed any part of the show, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab to get to the archives. But we talked about financial freedom. That's the building blocks. That's where it starts. And then we talked about number two, freedom from worry, freedom from stress. Number three, freedom of time. As you grow your passive income from single family investments and apartments, you've got that cash flow coming through the door. We looked at one house that's going to throw off $500 plus. If I buy 10 of those, I'm bringing in over $5,000 a month in passive cash flow. If I buy 20, $10,000 a month. It is easier than you think. I'm here to tell you that, number one. But as that cash flow starts coming in, whether it's one house, the third house, the fifth house, you start to feel that stress ease a little bit. This is extremely important because looking again at the article here by the American Psychological Association this is a study they did in 2014. They've been doing this over the years. And it says that stress about money and finances appears to have, and they use the term significant, impact on Americans' lives, nearly three quarters. Big number, 72% of adults report feeling stressed about money at least some of the time, and one quarter say they experience what they're defining as extreme stress. Extreme stress that leads to, among other things, issues with health and problems within the family sphere and so on. So a big, big part of what we experience in our lives as stressors, it comes from money worries, money woes. A significant number of people had to let their credit card debt roll from month to month during 2020. In other words, they couldn't pay it off. Now, I'll tell you, I pay everything by credit card. It's just a means of transaction. I don't pay it so that I can finance it with a credit card. I pay that off every month. Great way to earn points, whether you're airline points, whatever it is you're doing. Rewards points, it's just a transactional thing, but good number of people, they do that and then can't pay it down. And you know what the interest rates are on those things. Talk about stressors right there, money stressors. So we want you to find your financial freedom, number one, so you can start to offset that, so you don't have to use that credit card to that end. Build that financial freedom, meet your monthly expenses, meet your income from your job, and you will really start to feel that freedom from worry, that freedom from stress, and you'll have that freedom of time. And guess what? If you quit your job altogether because you've replaced your income, you are real estate retired, you can do that. You now enjoy freedom of time. It's infinite for you. So when your four-year-old is stressing out at his mom, you say, hey, come on, we're going to the zoo, or whatever it is you want to do. Finally, we're talking number four about freedom of movement. And boy, we're going to look just quickly at an article here. This is from 2019. But can you really go? You have to ask yourself, can you really go where you want to go, when you want to do it, with whom you want to do it, with 2 weeks of vacation, maybe 3 weeks of vacation? What do we have in the U.S. nowadays? It's a pretty paltry number. And we think about Americans again as having that freedom of movement, and we do. A job's not working out for me here in Iowa, I'm going to move down to Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Job's not working for me here in New Jersey, I'm going to move over to Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. That's what we're seeing right now. But again, once you get there, you find that job, you're chained to a desk. Are you really experiencing freedom of movement from the sense I mean? What I want to see you do is create that passive income to the point that you're financially free, as we define, and real estate retired, meaning job doesn't matter to you anymore. Keep working if you choose, but get to the point where you can take a month off and just travel. Talk about reducing stress. That's that freedom of time, but now freedom of movement as well. You know, there's an article in Forbes. This goes back to mid-2019. This is the title of the article. Americans waste more than $200 billion annually. $200 billion with a B annually by failing to use all their vacation time. That's crazy. It says American workers left a staggering 768 million with an M, million vacation days worth an estimated 200 plus billion on the table per 2019 article citing 2017 data, but big numbers. They go on to say, if I flip a couple pages here, why are we doing that? For some people, it's the cost of travel's too high. Don't want to put the money down for the plane ticket. Don't want to fly all the way to South Africa, wherever they're dreaming about going. When you're financially free and you've got that income coming in the door, that part goes away, no longer an issue. But other factors include not wanting to use their full vacation, because what happens when you come back after being gone for 2 weeks? Now you're sitting under an avalanche of catch-up. Well, that's stressful. So why even bother? Why even do it? And of course, others, and this is, I think, a big, maybe this is just a perception, but they fear that if I go on vacation, my boss is going to think less of me, so I better not do it. None of these people have that freedom of movement that I personally have been enjoying. I know an investor took a month off, traveled to Italy, bumped around the country. If you want, move around, you know, move somewhere else altogether. I know another investor, they're single family investors. They took their portfolio, they used to manage it, handed it to a property manager, moved to Costa Rica. They are experiencing that true freedom of movement. Move somewhere else altogether. Remember what we say here, live where you want, invest where you want. And again, for me, that means taking my son and my wife and bumping around the country in our RV, as I'm sure you've heard us talking about. So freedom of movement, very, very important. And finally, number five, freedom. We've talked about financial freedom, number one. Number two, freedom from worry, freedom from stress. Number three, freedom of time. You've bought back your time. Very important. Time is very limited. Number four, freedom of movement. Get out and travel. Enjoy life. And finally, number five is simply freedom of choice. And this goes back to when you were a wee lad or a wee lass. And when you started out life, what happened? You experienced pressure from your parents. You better be getting straight A's in elementary school there, little Jimmy. And then from your peers as you got older and from society throughout. What was that pressure? That pressure was to follow the conventional wisdom path. Get good grades so you can get into a good college. So you can continue to get good grades so you can graduate with aplomb, get a good job, and then work 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years and save and save and save and put the money into the 401k and in hopes that someday you may retire. That someday you may have your freedom of time and your freedom of movement. But when you start investing in real estate, you realize there are other options. You do have other choices. Real estate gives that to you. For me, single family guy so far, that means, hey, I've got these properties. What can I do? I've got freedom of choice from a business perspective. I can, hey, residents moving out, bought a house, great. I can sell that property. Market's very, very high right now. Very lucrative if I do that. Take the proceeds, roll those into the next properties. Maybe I want to hang on to those. Well, do a cash out refi. We've been going through those over the years now. You probably heard me talk about those on prior shows. Do a cash out refi, tap into that debt equity so that you can get into the next investment, so you can keep that snowball growing, so you can keep that cash flow growing. Maybe you just keep the house, keep the residence, raise the rents. You have your choice, and it's a very, very important freedom for you as a real estate investor. What are you going to invest in next? Where are you going to invest next? It's all up to you. So there are five great freedoms that you can achieve when you start investing in rental real estate: financial freedom, freedom from stress and worry, freedom of time, freedom of movement, and finally, freedom of choice. It begins with taking down that first single family house or getting into that first multifamily deal. How do you do that? If you don't know, it starts even before that then with education. Learning how to take down a single family house, how to finance that house, how to rehab that house, how to find the residence for that house, and how to manage it onward, or how to get into that multifamily deal, how to read a private placement memorandum. You hear me using the word how. That's all instruction. That's all stuff you can learn. That's all knowledge. And that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We convey knowledge. I talked earlier about other people's knowledge. We have that. We show you how to do that. We're an education and mentoring group. That is our goal, is to see your success through residential real estate investing, get you to those five freedoms that we talked about. If you want to learn more, again, go check out lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a little button at the top that says free workshop. Click on that, register, hour and a half of your time. Well worth it to learn more about single family investing, multifamily investing, what it is we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. And of course, don't forget, 2 months from now, we're almost there. Labor Day weekend, Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th, we will be having our Wealth and Passive Income Expo right here in Dallas at the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas, right in the middle of Dallas and Fort Worth. So check it out. You're going to want to be there. You'll learn about everything we've talked about today on the freedom side and getting there by way of those single family houses and that multifamily investing. And you can learn more. Again, check out wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. That'll give you the dates. That'll tell you a little bit about the sundry packages that we have out there. They're different packages depending on what you want to do. And if you're not sure, just get in the door. It starts with just getting in the door. And you can get in the door if you use my name, Andy, A-N-D-Y, all caps, as the promo code, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. So, hey, enjoy your freedom today. Enjoy your freedom every day. Start building that financial freedom, freedom from stress, freedom of time, freedom of movement, freedom of choice. It's up to you. Just remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.